I expect, well, I think there'll be a motion to adopt these regulations, these emergency regulations, at the end of the hearing. The October 1 deadline is coming up for the bill itself, the implementation. We want to make sure that the discussion today is only about the regulations, not to refight the battle of the bill. Obviously, the legislature addressed the bill. It passed both chambers and was signed into law. So if people have concerns about the regulations exceeding what was in the bill, it's their right and it's appropriate to raise those issues. They can raise those issues. We'll have some discussion, and then hopefully the committee will take a vote either affirming the emergency regs or not.
I'm hearing from some of the people who have raised concerns that the state police added some things to the regulations that weren't intended to be in the bill. For example, gun range training. I know there's a four-hour training requirement. Now the state police says there should be some of that training should be on a gun range, whereas in the legislation, those lawmakers, I'm hearing from both sides of the aisle too, are saying that that wasn't supposed to be in there. Any reaction?
Well, you know, I've read that section of the regs, and it talked about general assessing general preparation. I can't remember the exact words.
Right.
How is that interpreted? I think it's a gray area. Is it in keeping with what passed, or is it a whole new concept? You know, the committee can discuss that. I don't think it's something out of left field or right field. I think it was a further definition of what was in the legislation. I mean, they wanted to have the trainers know that people know how to handle it. Well, how do you do that? You know, is this appropriate? Is it responsible? Or is it something that someone just snatched out of the air to dump in as an extra hurdle?
But given that there are only a handful of gun ranges where people can, you know, can get that kind of range training, isn't that difficult to enforce? Wouldn't that, in essence, say people can't get their licenses because they can't get to a gun range?
Well, that issue can be raised. Maybe with all of this, there'll be additional gun ranges. I mean, look, I'm not against guns. I personally want to reduce violence and have a process in place that makes sense. So, you know, I think it's a fair question to raise.
The issue of the backlog of applications, your committee doesn't even have jurisdiction over that, correct?
No, plus the AG has Senate advisory, which I'm sure you've seen,
yes,
that says it's appropriate in keeping with the law. So that's not an issue we're going to take up today.
Okay. Have you commented on the people who will not be